Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, let's set the scene. It's July 1999. You turn on WBN News in Washington, and suddenly there's this guy. Someone you've never seen.
Yeah, Leonard Voss. Apparently a former military scientist.
Right, and he's not scheduled, just yes. There, demanding to go live.
And then almost as soon as it starts, it's cut off, vanished.
Which is exactly why we're doing this deep dive.
Yeah.
What did he say? What was so dangerous?
It all comes back to this single chilling idea he apparently put forward.
That the president of the United States wasn't the president anymore.
Exactly. That the person in office had been replaced. He mentioned something about a neural simulation experiment gone wrong.
And the original president being removed? That's huge.
It's an absolutely explosive claim. Eyewitnesses said he seemed genuinely terrified.
And then his voice starts breaking up, the feed goes dead.
But not before he gets out those last few words.
The protocol is already active.
Chilling.
And that would normally be it, right?
Mm.
Story over. Maybe some fringe theory online. But it wasn't. Because someone, an intern apparently, managed to save a tiny piece of the audio before the tapes were confiscated.
A really short clip. And in it, Voss's voice sounds strange.
Yeah, like fluctuating. Almost like there's interference.
Right. And then, underneath all that noise, there's a whisper.
Three words. Functional unit interface complete.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting. Experts looked at this whisper, and they found it lacked, well, the usual signatures of a human voice. No organic markers, no natural resonance.
It was mimicking a human voice.
That was the conclusion, yes.
Yeah.
Like something trying to sound human, but not quite getting it right.
Okay, functional unit interface complete. It sounds so mechanical, clinical.
It does. It doesn't sound like something a person would normally say in that context.
So what could it mean? I mean, the immediate thought, especially given the replacement idea, is maybe a clone.
That's certainly one interpretation people jump to, a biological duplicate.
But we're talking 1999. Could cloning tech, especially human cloning, really have been advanced enough to replace a president undetectably and ethically?
Yeah. Wow.
It's highly speculative, of course. Voss did mention neural simulation, which could, you know, theoretically tie into controlling or programming a biological entity.
So the interface could be connecting the clone to the job, the role.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Integrating the functional unit, the clone, into the operational structures. But then there's that voice.
Yeah.
The non-human whisper.
Right. That detail complicates the simple clone theory. It points away from purely biological.
Which opens up other, arguably even stranger possibilities.
Like artificial intelligence.
Uh-huh. Could an AI back then have been sophisticated enough not just to mimic a voice, but to potentially pass as a world leader?
That seems like a massive leap for late 90s tech.
An enormous leap. In that scenario, the functional unit interface might mean linking the AI mind to, well, some kind of physical host. Advanced robotics, maybe?
Or something even more integrated, perhaps tying back to Voss's neural simulation idea. Possibly. We're deep in hypothetical territory here, obviously.
And then there's this other concept mentioned in the sources, synthetic consciousness, which sounds like AI, but different.
It's a subtle distinction, but important. AI, even advanced AI, is generally understood as mimicking intelligence, processing information. Synthetic consciousness implies actual awareness, subjective experience created artificially.
So not just a program running, but potentially a manufactured mind.
That's the theoretical idea, yes. If that were involved, the interface complete could mean the synthetic awareness becoming fully active and integrated within whatever form the replacement took.
Mind-bending stuff, whether it's a clone, AI, synthetic consciousness.
Yeah.
But just thinking about the logistics of actually replacing a president, it seems impossible.
The scale is difficult to comprehend. Think of the security, the staff, the doctors, everyone who interacts with the president daily.
How many people would need to be involved or fooled?
Hundreds, thousands maybe. The level of planning, the resources, the absolute secrecy required, it points to an operation of almost unimaginable scope and power.
And after making this huge claim, getting cut off, Voss disappears.
3 days later, just gone.
They find his car, right? Locked engine running, like he was just interrupted mid-journey.
Exactly. But it's the detail about the driver's seat that's so unsettling.
Adjusted for someone incredibly tall. Mm-mm. Like, over 7 feet tall. What does that mean?
Who knows? It's such a bizarre detail. Does it suggest who took him? Was it meant as a weird signal? Or just random confusion?
It makes you wonder. Was Voss even who we seem to be? Could he have been a plant?
A decoy? That's a dark thought, but plausible in this kind of context.
Yeah, like put this wild story out there, make it seem crazy, maybe discredit it.
To distract from something else entirely. Or to bury a different, less obvious truth. The whole event feels almost staged.
And the audio, too. Could that whisper, the functional unit interface, be faked? A false flag?
It's possible. Fabricated evidence designed to send investigators or conspiracy theorists down a specific rabbit hole. Create confusion, sow doubt.
Which brings us to, you know, why these stories often just fade. Even with creepy details like the driver's seat or the weird audio, why don't they stick?
Well, psychologically, it's deeply uncomfortable, isn't it? To accept that something so fundamental like the identity of a leader could be manipulated.
We want stability.
Yeah.
We want things to make sense.
Exactly. And our brains tend to filter out or dismiss things that are too disruptive, too unbelievable. Extraordinary claims need extraordinary proof. And what we have here is fragmented, ambiguous.
Easy to label as delusion or a hoax.
Right. And without mainstream validation, without official investigation, these things just drift to the fringes. They become, you know, internet lore rather than accepted history.
So we're left circling back to Voss, the broadcast, that whispered phrase, his disappearances, all these unsettling pieces.
And that core mystery, functional unit interface complete. What could it possibly mean?
It forces you to ask, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are the real limits of what we're willing to accept as possible? What kind of truths might be hidden just because they seem too strange to believe?
It's a reminder that reality might be far weirder than we assume. And maybe, just maybe, some things stay hidden not because they aren't true, but because we collectively decide we'd rather not look too closely. Makes you think.